Thousands of supporters gathered at Burlington's waterfront this week to cheer on Senator Bernie Sanders as he officially kicked off his presidential campaign. But not everyone is taking his bid quite as seriously. Some of the national news media have dismissed, minimized, or even poked fun at Sanders' presidential aspirations. BPR's Annie Russell reports.
At the Rutland Farmers Market on a recent Saturday, fans of Bernie Sanders were not hard to find.
Well, I think he's pretty cool.
That's Chris Immel. He sells perennial plants here at the market. As a small business owner, he appreciates Sanders' focus on income inequality. He thinks that message will work for a lot of Americans. But in the news, he's heard the near-constant message that Sanders is an underdog.
The media persuades people pretty well.
Steve Hendricks doesn't think Immel is far off. He wrote about how the media has covered Sanders for the Columbia Journalism Review. He points out that the New York Times handled Sanders' presidential campaign announcement differently than other candidates in the race.
If you look at the New York Times, for example, all the other candidates who had declared for the presidency before then, whether Republican or Democrat, had been put on page one, above the fold, very prominent position, got long articles, news articles of 1,100, say 1,500 words. Sanders was buried on page A21. He didn't even hit 700 words.
Hendricks says Sanders got uneven coverage, even compared to Republican presidential candidates. There are now at least 8 who are polling at similar or lower numbers to Sanders. Right now, Sanders is the lone challenger to Democrat Hillary Clinton. Hendricks says the press has all but declared her the winner, but he points out that it's far too early to make that call.
There is no basis, in fact, for someone who has the polling numbers that Bernie has, for someone who's raised the kind of money that he has so far, to say that they can't win.
Sanders raised over $1.5 million in the first 24 hours of his campaign, mostly from small donations. He's running largely on a platform that calls for more taxes on the wealthiest Americans. Hendricks says that may not sit well with some publishers.
You start with the people who own the media, and not just the owners, but the people who sit at the higher levels of the editorial boards and the production rooms and so on. And they are diametrically opposed, for the most part, to just about everything that Sanders is running on. And so they clearly are not delighted to have Sanders advancing his agenda, let alone in the White House, and that trickles down.
But he says there's no concrete evidence to suggest that attitude is driving news coverage. Besides, it isn't only journalists who doubt Sanders' ability to win the Democratic nomination. Joe Trippi is a political strategist who ran Howard Dean's 2004 presidential campaign. He says Sanders does face tough odds. Trippi questions if Sanders' message will play on a national stage.
You look at the United States, and a lot of people would ask, would the country not just nominate, but put in the White House somebody who has labeled himself in the past as a socialist?
Socialist is a label Sanders hears a lot. Here's President Barack Obama at the White House Correspondents' Dinner.
And Bernie Sanders might run. I like Bernie. Bernie's an interesting guy. Apparently, some folks really want to see a pot-smoking socialist in the White House. We could get a third Obama term after all.
And the national media coverage of Sanders does tend to include jokes. In the lead up to his announcement, The Washington Post ran a piece titled Great Moments in Bernie Sanders' Hair. His signature white, unruly mane gets a lot of press, actually. Steve Hendricks thinks that's okay, up to a point.
I don't have a problem with the jokes about his hair, for example. The problem is comparative. You're hearing them about Sanders, or you're not hearing them about other candidates.
But for Chris Immel at the Rutland Farmers Market, Sanders' hair isn't so important.
He's a goofy-looking guy, you know. I've always been a goofy-looking guy. You know, you got to deal with it. You know, he's himself. You know, people are going to learn to appreciate that. This cookie-cutter-looking guys that are all the time coming on get a little old to me, you know. He's a real guy.
With the campaign still in its early stages, it's unclear whether the rest of the country will agree. For VPR News, I'm Annie Russell.